Welcome to the Everything Eichler podcast, brought to you by Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. And today I'm going to talk a little bit about Outdoor Edge because, pretty much every outdoorsman needs a knife and every hunter needs a knife. And pretty much every kid, I think everybody needs a knife personally. I was one of those kids that had knives since I was super little. And I don't even know how many I've lost. I still lose them, but I lost a lot of them. And it's just one of those things I think everybody should always have. You always need a knife for all kinds of stuff. And now, good gosh, it seems like I legitimately use a knife every single day of my life. And I don't know how many people could say that. Maybe a lot of people can. I don't know. I'm not other people. But I know between the ranch and the farm and guiding and outfitting, you know, just the stuff I do for a living, I'm using a knife every day. And it may be for cutting twine on hay bales so I can feed animals. It may be just cleaning out my fingernails. It may be cutting whatever I need to cut, skinning an animal, quartering, caping. There just seems to be, I'm never not using a knife for something. So a knife to me is one of the most important tools an outdoorsman can have. And Outdoor Edge really was pretty innovative. David Block came up with it. And I know he used to make the knives in his apartment, which is pretty awesome. And David's a super smart guy when it comes to everything to do with knives. And he's also a pretty dang good inventor. But the guy taught me a lot of stuff. Like I went by the Outdoor Edge facility one time and I was talking about knives, blah, blah. And I even had a knife on my belt. And he said, well, let me see your knife. And I showed him my knife and he goes, oh, you got your bevel wrong. I'm like, what? Well, the bevel on the knife's wrong, Fred. You know, what we need to do is we're going to have to readjust the bevel on your knife so it'll be sharper. I'm like, okay. And I mean, I've been carrying knives my whole life. And this guy's like, well, it's what you need. And he starts, reshaping the bevel of my knife blade and basically telling me something that I did not know. I should have known this. But I certainly, it's something I've learned, in the last, I don't know. When did me and David do that? Probably 8 or 10 years ago. But he said, it's way better to constantly sharpen your knife, like on a fixed blade knife, it's way better to constantly sharpen your knife than to let it get really dull and then try and sharpen it. Because then you start to lose your bevel and it's tougher to get the edge back on the knife. And I'm like, wow. As long as I've been using knife, I did not know that. I started back in the day before replacement blade knives and nobody had even heard of one. I mean, it was all, Bucks and Kershaws and, whatever kind of knife we could get hold of. But those were some of the more popular knives that we would carry. Or custom knives. I had a Wayne Tepperschmidt knife that I loved and actually carry an Outdoor Edge that's pretty close to one of the ones that Wayne used to design. But what was neat to me is when replacement blade knives came out and David started coming up with the Outdoor Edge knife, he saw a need for a knife that was strong, heavy duty, where the blade wouldn't break or the frame that held the blade wouldn't break. I had issues with that with others. And so he went about designing a knife and, man, I could be wrong, but I would bet it's the most popular knife in the United States today. You can't go anywhere without seeing an Outdoor Edge knife somewhere. I mean, it doesn't matter if Cabela's, Bass Pro, Shields, you name it. You go anywhere, go into a sporting goods shop or half these little hardware stores, and they've got an Outdoor Edge knife there somewhere. But he really revolutionized, in a way, the replacement blade knives. So I was a little bit, it was hard for me to come around a little bit because I'm long in the tooth, and I had always had fixed blade knives. I still carry a fixed blade knife a lot. You know what I mean? Like I said, it's the Outdoor Edge. They discontinued it, but it was a knife I did with them. I worked with them on, and it was a fixed blade knife. But when I started using the replacement blade knives, and for me, it's like the razor blades, the razor light, you know what I mean? The razor knife that has both the gunning edge and the replacement blade knife. Those were the ones that I was like, okay, this is pretty handy. I can see the advantage to this. Because as an outfitter, as a guide that spends a lot of his time in the field, and I don't even, I could probably figure it out, but I don't know how many animals I gut a year, but it's a lot. Last year, I think I shot 14 big game animals, and I guide people on everything, whitetail, mule deer, elk, bear, antelope, mountain lion, turkey. So I'm constantly skinning not only my animals, but somebody else's animals. So I constantly need a super sharp knife, especially when I'm caping and I'm working around the eyes and around the nose and the lips, you know, and around the antlers or the horns. So I was constantly carrying a stone, sharpening my knife, you know, and I'd have to stop what I was doing and maybe take 10 minutes because I would do what I wasn't supposed to, I found out later, which was, you know, I'd take my knife and I'd use it till it was super dull, like a lot of people I know. And then I would put a new edge on it, you know, work on it with the stone for a while and then go back to work. I found out, again, like I mentioned earlier, it's better to, you know, sharpen it before it's too dull, and that way you'll get more use out of it. But the replacement blade knives save me time. And anything that's a time saver for me as a guy in the field, well, that's money. That's not only time, but time is money. So I was like, this is awesome. So I would use a sharp, you know, super sharp knife. It would only take me, I don't even know, seconds, 10 seconds, swap out a, you know, the old blade, stick a new blade in and keep going. And I was still operating with a super sharp knife. And everybody out there knows when you start working with a dull knife, not only does it slow you down, but then you start pushing harder and pushing harder. And that's when you're more likely to cut yourself. So using a sharp knife for me is not only advantageous because I can go quicker, but I seem less likely to cut myself when I'm not forcing or putting a ton of force into the blade to try and get it to do what I need it to do instead of using it like a saw. And I know anybody out there has used their knife like a saw. My knives get dull and sometimes you end up doing that. So you know exactly what I mean. Don't act like you don't. But on David's setup, he constantly kept innovating. He wasn't okay with just coming up with a really cool, you know, replacement blade knife that had tons of options. Man, you know, they came up with lightweight saws and axes and kitchen knives and then butcher kits, which were awesome. And even a brisket spreader, you know, instead of guys that, you know, use the old stick and try to keep breaking the stick off until it fits in the brisket, you know, they got a brisket spreader that you can use. So, you know, he kept innovating, kept coming up with all kinds of different products, which I was like, okay, I respect innovation. This is pretty cool. But if I was to pick one, it would have to be probably the Razor Blaze, Razor Light, one of those two. I like a lot of them, but those are, for me, ones that are my go-to all the time. And I'm going to let you in on a little secret because I had some people, and a lot of them were old school guys or just hold-offs, you know, guys that were like, I like fixed blade. I'm not going to go with replacement blade. Or, man, Fred, you know, you go through some extra money and, you know, you got to pay for those extra replacement blade knives. And, well, let me let you in on a little secret. I don't know if Outdoor Edge even wants you to know this because I've never seen them really advertise it or promote it much. But I'm going to let you in on a little secret. You can resharpen. Get ready for this. You can resharpen the replacement blades. Now, don't get me wrong. They probably don't advertise that because they want you to buy more. But you can actually use replacement blade knives. And I'll use a bunch of them. Maybe if I'm skinning two elk, you know, man, I'm not going to take the time to even let it get a little dull. I may run through a few of them just because I want to be razor sharp the whole time. And elk are big animals, thick hides, and they can dull knives. So let's just say, hypothetically, I go through two bulls and I use 2.5 blades a piece. So I'm 5 blades in. So instead of throwing those blades away and buying blades, once I'm done, when I sit down in the evening, or sometimes we'll save up a pile of them, you know, the boys use them as well. And then it'll be like, okay, let's sharpen up some replacement blades. And then you can either whip them up on the stone, or they've got all these electric knife sharpeners now you can use, which are actually pretty handy. We'll just keep throwing one knife, run through, sharpen it up, throw another one in there, sharpen it up, put another one in there, sharpen it up. And now I'm getting even a better deal because now I'm reusing the trade out or the swap out blades. So if you're using an Outdoor Edge knife or you thought about getting one, or if the only thing keeping you from trying one or getting one is the fact that you thought, man, I'm going to have to go through a lot of those blades, you can sharpen them for quite a few times before you have to get rid of them. So there's a little secret. Maybe don't share this with Outdoor Edge that I told you that. So one of the new things that they've got out is a new Razor Mini. It's like 2.2 inches. In other words, like 2.5 inches small. And at first, again, I was like, man, that's a little tiny knife. But now I find myself going, all right, that's pretty dang handy. And I've skinned, so far I've skinned turkeys and fish with them because I happen to have the little bitty ones in my pocket. Don't take up hardly any room. A lot of times I'll have a carry pistol in my pocket in there too. So that knife doesn't bang around with my carry pistol so much. And I'm like, okay, I see the advantage to the new Razor Minis. So when you're checking out Outdoor Edge, or if you happen to be in, you know, Cabela's Bass Pro or somewhere and you see one, just put it in your hand, check it out. It's a small, small knife, but it also has a replacement blade. So you can always have one that's sharp. Well, hey, I'm Fred Eichler. Thanks for listening to the podcast here, where I just wanted to give you a little breakdown on Outdoor Edge. I've been working with those guys for a while, and I've been impressed probably over 10 years now that I've been working with those guys, and they continue to innovate and come up with some really cool products. But I hope you'll check them out.